Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Phone lines are open. You can talk about anything, of course. And, Mark, last night, you'd started an email that we never got a chance to finish. Because we took one call, and that led to another, and that led to another, and that led to another.
That's the nature of Free Talk Live.
Just the way things go. So I sometimes I feel bad for the emailers on this show, but...
I sort of do and I sort of don't. It's not like we haven't said it 100,000 times on the air. It's Free Talk Live, not Free Email Live. If you want to get what you want said, you need to call in.
Best way to do it, yeah.
You know, if you send an email, we'll do our best if it's a good show topic to get to it, but you're lucky to get a response from us, let alone get it read on the air.
Well, we do get a lot of emails.
We do, and you know, you may be the most articulate scribe on the planet. However,
this is radio.
This is a talk show.
Okay. All right. So, toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Let's start by finishing this out, because we just barely got it started last night. And it's about health care.
This is, right, it's a Canadian free market healthcare.
And what he's talking about when he references that is because everybody knows, I would think, that Canada has a government-run healthcare system.
So how could it be free market?
It's not free market. Of course, this system in the United States is not free market either because it's mostly government-controlled here. But what he's referencing is that there are certain sectors of healthcare in Canada that are still marketized, if you will. There are certain sectors such as, he starts out the email by saying, I think, optometrists.
And dentists.
And dentists. And we presume veterinarians because that's how it is here in the United States.
Sure, but it's difficult to go get a good an operation from a veterinarian if
sure.
you're a human.
So let's pick up there.
Right. So he says, I currently have a family physician whom I have been seeing for the last 10 years or so, and has gotten to the point that I am no longer comfortable seeing him because I have known one of his sons since I was 4. I don't entirely understand why this is. But okay, let's assume the guy's a little odd when it comes to this area of being of his privacy.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, somebody should be free to do that. Well, I should probably just get over it and keep in mind the whole patient confidentiality thing. It still feels pretty awkward. However, I have almost no chance to get a new family physician because waiting lists average anywhere from 1 to 3 years to get in to apply with a new physician, let alone being accepted. And that's if you already have a physician like I do, it can be even longer. Because imagine for a second, if it takes 1 to 3 years for your application to be reviewed to see a new physician, and when they do review this application, and I'm sure there's a little checkbox, you currently have a physician, and since it's a government-run system, they likely check these things when you check these boxes, then they have to pick somebody who either has a physician or not in order to, in this application process. So if you don't, you could be for probably a decade before you get to see before you get a new physician.
Wow. Because the government system is not about customer service.
Why would it be?
They have no incentives to satisfy you in any way, shape, or form. Hey, you're lucky, apparently, if you even have a physician in their system.
He says, compare this with optometry in Canada. As this is a relatively free market system, I was able to shop around and find a good optometrist. I needed new glasses. I called around to various providers. One offered me a 10% discount on my purchase if I went to the optometrist who had his office next door to them. And so I decided to go with their recommendation. I was able to get an appointment 4 days later at 7 p.m. so I wouldn't even have to miss work. Not only was he
7.
Yes.
7 Imagine
p.m.
a government bureaucrat going home at 7 o'clock at night.
No. Not only was he extremely professional and friendly, but he made use of the latest equipment to test my eyes. Then, when I was finished, his assistant had already filled out the forms I needed to submit to my private health insurance provider in order to be refunded for the cost of the exam.
Mm-hmm.
They filled out the forms.
Right.
Because you can't imagine a bureaucrat filling out the forms for you.
Doesn't work that way with the state, huh?
Never, ever. Now, back to the socialized medical systems here in Canada. I have never been in the ER room myself, but I have taken people before, and in all of my experience, I have never waited less than 8 hours to be seen by a doctor. But beyond that, when treatment is needed, it is usually another 4 hours or more. That's up to 12 hours in a normal situation to be seen and treated, sitting on hard plastic chairs in a waiting room that hasn't been updated for 20 years. Keep in mind that it is illegal in my province for a doctor to provide service for cash, so there are no other options. In comparison, this time I've recently had an experience with the dental system. I had not had a dentist for the last 8 years as my dentist left the industry. A few years ago, I was eating my lunch when I felt something hard. It was a piece of one of my teeth that had broken off.
Gosh.
Happened to me once, too. Not having a dentist,
I have dreams about that sometimes. Yeah. I'll have dreams where my teeth are just falling out of my mouth. It's really creepy.
It means you're crazy. So I opened the Yellow Pages. The first dentist I called was able to get me in emergency work for an hour later. I went in, and they sat me on a massaging heated disc chair with a window view.
Wow, nice.
They saw that there was a cavity that had broken off and immediately cleaned it up and did the filling. Mm. I was finished 30 minutes later. And
within an hour from the incident.
Yep. After leaving, his assistant offered to submit my claim to my private insurance electronically, leaving me with only needing to pay the 20% not covered by my insurance. She also offered to bring me in as a patient and scheduled me for a full exam and cleaning. My new dentist has been nothing but professional and takes time to make sure that I understand what is needed. I know that this is only the experience of one person, but I'm sure that I'm not alone. Within Canada, it is easy to see the difference between free market and socialized healthcare.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
That's amazing. And this, at the same time, the charade goes on with the government healthcare promoters out there pimping their product as though it is just the greatest thing, as though that this is, it's so wonderful. And all this week we've discussed this topic.
Some people have experienced the socialized healthcare system. They enjoy it. They really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, you know, I feel your experience is valid. But when you're talking about something as important as your health, and it really should be one of the top five most important things in the world, what are you doing in America if you think the system's so bad? I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty or anything, but yes, it's true that most of the healthcare systems in the world are socialized. Why are you sticking around here? I mean, not to say that ours isn't socialized. I'm not trying to run anybody out, but I just wonder. These are my questions. Why?
Yeah, it's convenient. It's never convenient to move.
So jam it down my throat? I'm not interested.
Right. Well, I'm not going to go along with it if they come out with their little government health care program.
I don't go along with Social Security. I don't pay Social Security. I have no intention of doing it.
Well, the IRS is going to be, from what I understand, if their plan goes through, it's the IRS who is intending to administrate this plan. So you may have to stop paying taxes at the same time, Mark.
It may be.
That's an interesting story.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Interesting story nonetheless. Always intriguing to, you know, compare people's experiences. And what we could pull out here is that, because you talked about the dentists there in Canada, and dental care here in the United States is also very competitive.
Yes.
There are fewer regulations, as I understand it, on the dental industry than there are in the healthcare industry in general. And comparing his experience with the dentist, where he was seen within an hour from having the problem, and then a half hour later having the problem solved, to what somebody in Great Britain would experience going to an NHS dentist. Because in Great Britain, where they're known for their bad dental hygiene and dental health, they have a government-run dental program.
They also have a private one, but, you know, it's just difficult because it's so regulated.
So it's always interesting to hear those stories. The last time I heard, I think it was a Great Britain story, people were pulling their teeth out with pliers rather than go down and deal with the government's bureaucrats.
It's not that they didn't want to deal with them. It's just that they couldn't get an appointment.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah.
And then these are people that basically have been taught that all medical care is free. So why in the world would they pay for it? I don't know how easy or hard it is to get into one of these paid dentists in Great Britain. And I'll tell you what, I'd pay somebody to pull my teeth out with and give me some Novocaine before I pulled them out with pliers. But when you take,
I guess.
That much is true. But when you take someone who's used to getting free medical care and then you suggest that they pay for it, it's as foreign to them as sending their kid to a private school. Why in the world would I send my kid to private school? They've got public school. I'd rather go berate the administration about how poorly they're educating my kid day after day, week after week, year after year, than actually pay for a good education for my kid.
Right, because complaining doesn't actually do anything.
Not when it comes to the government. The government's used to complaints.
Right, you can complain all you want to the bureaucrats, and they'll just say, well, it's not my department. Not my responsibility. Oh, did you pay your taxes yet? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours on us, freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Got LLCs over there, anything, any common legal document that you need. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save an additional $10 off this really already extraordinarily financially sound option to getting a lawyer. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to Seamus in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm fairly new to your boys' show, and, well, I like most of what you're saying, but there's one thing I have a problem with.
And what's that?
You're always promoting and telling people to buy gold and silver. I got to tell you, that's a horrible idea.
Why? Why do you say that, Seamus?
Do you know who that money goes to, who that money supports?
Who the money that you're paying for the gold and silver with?
Yes, who produces the gold and brings it here?
Produces it?
The
most
miners,
gold,
I guess.
Most gold's been in existence for quite some time. I mean, it gets melted down.
Somebody mined it at some point, right?
At some point or another, but I mean, it could very well have been 3,000 years ago.
That's a common misconception. The gold comes from the leprechauns of Ireland.
I thought Seamus, I thought that was Scottish. Maybe I just don't know these things. And what are the leprechauns doing that's so bad, Seamus?
These leprechauns aren't the happy little fellas you see on cereal boxes here in the States.
No?
They're evil little things. They cause lots of havoc.
Really? I thought they were... don't leprechauns grant wishes? Or no, they don't do that, huh? Is that just...
Yeah, how many people do you know actually have gotten to see a leprechaun and survive?
It's a good point.
I don't know how am I to know that they exist, then?
Well, there are horror movies about them.
I've seen that.
And in the horror movies, they're not very nice, are they?
Not at all. They're evil little things, and I really got to say, you guys got to stop promoting people. Buy gold and silver.
Well, what should we promote? I mean, it seems that gold and silver are a great way to hedge against inflation, to protect your value from from the government continually printing out more money. What would you recommend instead?
Trade the way people used to do it thousands and thousands of years ago. You have things of value and you trade it for things that you want with other people.
But there's a reason why that...
Isn't that what gold and silver is?
Right. There's a reason why that trade kind of went out the window thousands of years ago, and that's because it makes more sense to have a common go-between people. That,
right. I've got chickens. And Ian's got
coconuts.
Coconuts. And we want to, but he doesn't want any chicken.
No.
And I don't want any coconuts.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm sorry, but your SOL, you really got to find a better way. I mean, I know paper money isn't the best, but it's better than supporting the leprechauns. I tell you, these things are evil.
Thank you for the call today. It was a great, great crank. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up anything much better than the awful soundboard calls we've been getting. So, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Hey, here's a story about this supposed trend that has been rumored will be starting on the Internet sometime soon. And maybe this is the very beginning end of it. And we'll see how far this spreads.
I love this crap. It is hilarious.
Because I think it's a terrible idea.
It's so funny. Go ahead. Tell me.
Newsday.com. And they are reporting on themselves in this particular article. So it's Newsday.com writing about Newsday.com. And, Mark, when I mentioned to you Newsday.com was going to be a subscriber website from now on, you said, what is Newsday.com? And I probably have been to their website a handful of times, just kind of over the years, finding show prep there. But I guess I won't be using them for show prep anymore, because as of 2 days ago, most of Newsday.com will only be available to subscribers, people who are willing to pay $5 a week.
$5 a week? I mean, whatever newspaper they're selling, they have the... I can't even imagine what they're trying to sell their daily newspaper for, if they have such a thing. I mean, that's a lot of jack on a daily basis.
Well, I know that the newspaper around here, we do the show from Keene, New Hampshire, they've raised their prices recently twice, from what I understand.
Yeah.
It went to 60 cents, and now it's at 75 cents.
They're printing dollars, you know, and so things are becoming, you know, more costly.
Well, I understand.
But
price does go
up. I love this business plan. This is the business plan of 60-year-old editors saying, the Internet's just another way of distributing newspapers.
This free Internet stuff is a passing fad.
It's disgusting the way these people are getting free news on the Internet. But I,
our news is so great, we'll charge $5 a week.
It may very well be, and gosh darn it, I hope it works for them. I really do. But it absolutely doesn't. If you want my opinion, it is not going to work because there's just so much free news on the internet that people aren't going to pay Newsday $5 a week.
Are their reporters that good?
They would have to be.
Now, apparently you can get a free subscription if you're already a subscriber to their print version, I suppose. If you are a customer of their online, they have Optimum Online, whatever that is, or the newspaper itself, then I guess you'll be in for free. But non-paying customers will have access to some of Newsday's information, including their homepage, school closings, weather obituaries, classified, and entertainment listings. Newsday described them. They described the move. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a local website, does it? They described the move as one that would create a pioneering web model combining the newspapers.
We will come along and kick each one of our subscribers right in the crotch. It's pioneering. I mean,
they're not going to kick their subscribers in the crotch. They're going to kick all their free users.
Well, no, it's the but the subscribers have to pay. And wouldn't it be pioneering if you went around and kicked all your subscribers in the crotch?
I suppose they'll be combining the newspaper's news gathering services with Cablevision's electronic distribution capabilities. They're owned by a company called Cablevision Systems.
I think I've heard of Cablevision.
About 75% of Long Island households are Newsday home delivery or Cablevision online customers, or both, according to Newsday. Optimum online customers total 2.5 million. We're excited about this model because in addition to a unique ability to immediately reach about 75% of the households, we believe the hyper-local approach is right for Long Island. The new strategy comes as newspapers have been scrambling to replace the advertising-based model after years of steep revenue decline. Charging viewers for online content has been debated in the newspaper industry for the past few years. According to an economic research firm, he says, in the long term, it's a zero-sum game. Basically, what you're doing is shutting off younger audiences from getting access and becoming fans of your content. So it strikes me as a pretty short-term protective measure that will be a great case study for the industry. However, another consulting firm said the current model of free online content is not a rational model. Despite the false premise that has been floating around for the last 19 years, that information on the internet wants to be free, it is just not true. People have always been willing to pay for information that they felt was useful to them. And that is true. I think that's true. I think that if something is valuable, people will pay for it, and they'll understand that. But I also agree with the other consultant who said that you're going to shut off a fairly large potential audience chunk by blocking them out, by forcing them to become a subscriber if that's how they want to view your content. But if they've never viewed your content before, then how are you going to convince them to become a subscriber?
Well, they say they're going to offer a little bit of content. I'm very skeptical of this working.
We will find out, I suppose, over time. Maybe it'll be a big windfall for them, but I wouldn't pay $5 a week for a newspaper online subscription. Would you? 800-259-9231. I mean, here on Free Talk Live, we offer a voluntary contribution of $3 a month.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose for Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program, you can voluntarily support the show. We were just talking about how Newsday, which is apparently a Long Island newspaper, has decided to change their online format. They are no longer going to be a free subscription, a free online newspaper. They are going to put everything, pretty much almost everything, maybe with the exception of a handful of items, behind a wall. You'll have to pay $5 a week if you want to get access to that. I mean, that's over $250 per year to access this newspaper stories. Seems like a pretty hefty subscription, doesn't it? And what's a year's newspaper subscription cost? It's not $250.
No, I wouldn't think it would be. Not if you paid in advance.
Yeah. So it's pretty outrageous, and it's not how we do business here at Free Talk Live. The way we do things is we give you the show for free, and we give you the content on the website for free, which includes the bulletin board system, the wiki, and everything that we've got there, all the archives back to for an entire year of our archives. All free at freetalklive.com. And then, because we do agree, at least with one of the Newsday people or one of their consultants, who'd said that people who value content are willing to pay for it, I agree with that statement. It's just that I'm willing to give my content away knowing that I expect somebody's going to pay for it. I think that's, hey, let's do this radio show. Let's have fun doing it. Let's put it out on the internet. And, of course, over 50 radio stations. Let's put it out there. And let's, let people who want to support it, support it. And it's working for us. We have over 500 of our listeners contributing as little as $3 a month to this show. Now, in return for that, they do get some perks, like access to the Amp-Only call-in lines, chat room, the Amp-Only podcast, the Amp-Only forum, and more. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So there's a few things to sweeten the deal, but you get the bulk of the show, you get all the shows, you get all of the web content that we have all right up front. And shock and amazement, people still, even though they can get everything free, even though they, you know, the free rider problem should be a problem, but it's not. Certainly the majority of people do not pay. It's true. But I'd rather get this show and our ideas and our advertisers' messages into as many people's ears as possible, and then down the line, the ones that value it the most, get them to support us. That's how it works for us. It's been working great. And it works better the more people's ears we can get into. But if we were to put Free Talk Live behind a big wall on the internet and say, hey, we've got this great radio show, just pay us $3 a week to find out how great it is.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine how little we would have grown in the past when we started getting syndicated in 2004.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah. I just can't imagine how slowly we would have grown.
So if you want to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, we would love to have you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And all we're asking for is $3 per month. These newspaper people are charging $5 a week for their antiquated old format content attempting to shove down everyone's throats in an online version, which they're going to have a very tough time doing because other people are just going to go somewhere else to get their news. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Corby is in Florida on the Amp line. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say thank you for the Let Me Talk. First thing is, I wonder how the advertisers of that newspaper are going to respond when they realize that their number of people viewing their online ads is going to be reduced, you know, dramatically when it becomes a pay-per-view fee. I mean, like, people have any other newspaper online to read. I mean, that's kind of amazing that they're going to try that. The ones that are free are just going to boom, but that ain't what I called. Sorry.
Speaking of, as the advertising professional here in the room, I can tell you that, likely the people who are selling the ads are selling ads to people who want newspaper advertising, not people who want internet advertising.
So they're throwing it in,
sort
basically.
Of local internet advertising, you know, that hasn't taken off terribly, terribly well in the world yet. There's certainly, you know, national internet advertising is big business, but local internet advertising isn't that big a business. So the salespeople are selling to people who want to advertise in the newspaper and then giving them additionally online ads. So
still, though,
probably
the value is lowered.
Too much.
But,
yeah,
but
it does.
The value is
it does.
Lowered.
Sure.
Well, if they don't sell that many paper ads anymore, people read more online than they used to. So
they
anyway.
Do read more online, but don't think for a second that that newspapers aren't still the powerhouse in the area of advertising.
Right. Well, anyway, the reason why I called is, if you all covered that the Tennessee State Assembly recently sent a letter to all 49 other states urging them to limit the powers of the abuses of the federal government. If you Google, they can't push us around forever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
yeah,
be taken
that.
To the letter. But basically, I'm trying to get a step in the right direction that at least, this may lead to another civil war because, of course, Tennessee was probably one of the ones that told us they can't, things they don't like to be told what to do, but basically, it's just nice to see the only people that can stand up with the government is the government. We don't have any ability to do so, so it's nice to see one state at least, you know, try to stick up for our rights,
yeah.
Not the rights of the...
You know, I've heard a lot of talk about that. Certainly, people have called in to tell us in gleeful terms how happy they are that their state government people are batting around the idea of nullification or of basically just telling the federal government no on certain things, whether it's real ID or whatever mandates they're trying to shove down their throats. And I think that's good. I think that a lot of them are essentially toothless. A lot of these proposals that... There was one in here in New Hampshire that actually didn't even go through, but essentially it didn't. Some of these proposals didn't really have any real consequences to them. It was just more of a political posturing than anything else.
Part of the problem is that they issue the currency in these states. If they don't say yes to certain things, they don't get grants and money for roads. And nobody wants a politician that doesn't get new schools built in their district because they didn't say yes, government, you're great. You know. Yeah, so it's kind of hard for them to do too, rebelling when they're the ones that feed. They're kind of like me. I can't rebel on my, you know, my employer because they feed me. You know, you have to be mm-hmm. kind of you know, you're tamed to the, you know, the mouth that feeds you. So
absolutely. And those government bureaucrats love that money, and they don't want to let that go. They've built programs surrounding those things. There are people that have jumped on board with those programs.
I think it's a huge value when anyone talks about independence for a particular, you know, state, it just simply because it brings the conversation around. You know, people need to know that the 10th Amendment exists and that states are, in fact, you know, sovereign from the federal government by their own documents. And, you know, that I find that to be of huge value. Yes, there are some integral problems to it, but I don't think they're insurmountable.
Yeah, and finally, I wanted to say that you can't really argue, well, nobody's ever seen a leprechaun and told about it. That's kind of a hard argument to argue with. They're kind of got you there, but also you should learn to like coconuts and you should learn to like chickens. I mean, you know, that's just, sorry, you know, that was kind of hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you're referring to the guy earlier, the crank caller that was talking about how he didn't think gold and silver was a very good idea and that we should go back to the barter system. And there's a reason why mankind left the barter systems, because it's just not a very effective way to get things done.
Right. Okay, well, thanks
for Corby, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Medium of exchange. That's what money is. It's a medium of exchange, something that is hopefully valued by a significant portion of the population, to where those individuals can do business between one another without having to worry about converting things and, you know, having some sort of product or service that is going to be universally desirable, because it's just not. Not everybody needs radio advertising. We'd like to believe that they do, but probably not everybody does need radio advertising, and there's not
especially national radio advertising. I'd have one heck of a time trying to do barter in this town with just radio advertising to do business with, because, well, most of these people are, you know, do business in one geographic location, and so they don't need national advertising. They don't need to be advertising to the people in Yakima, Washington, when they're here in Keene, New Hampshire. It doesn't make any sense.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and maybe the marketplace would decide that gold and silver are antiquated. Maybe something new would come out that would be better, more effective than gold and silver. But for right now, gold and silver will be a huge step up.
Everybody needs Lucky Charms.
From the awful Federal Reserve notes, which are a fiat currency, and that means they can just print out as much as they want, and that means they are stealing value from the ones that you do have. More coming up.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up tonight, 20 ways to waste your money. 800-259-9231. Also, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. It is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have joined and moved to New Hampshire. So I guess that's quite an endorsement because, Mark, you and I, we picked up our lives. We moved from our home state of Florida.
Yep. Sold houses, sold cars, did packed up everything in a big giant Ryder truck thing and drove up here.
That's right. And that was 3 years ago. And it's been a great experience so far. And hundreds of liberty-oriented people have already made the move here to New Hampshire. They are getting active. There are all kinds of political efforts going on that are having various levels of success. Some people have gotten elected to the state house. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that is reviewing, I think it's almost every single bill that is in front of the state legislature.
Yes.
They grade the bills on how liberty-oriented they are. They rate them. They give suggestions to the legislators. The legislators are, they're essentially bombarded with liberty-oriented thinking these days here in New Hampshire, more so than ever in the past, thanks to the folks that have come here. But there's more than that going on. There's political, there's civil disobedience happening. There's non-cooperation going on, which the liberty movement has never really experienced before. And when I say the liberty movement, I mean the kind of the large, big tent of the libertarian movement in general. And everybody's here, from people that are very, very small government folks to people like me that are no violent monopoly government folks. I'm not interested in having any monopoly on violence. And we all get along to some extent, I think. There's still some – anytime you get a group of a few hundred people together, you're going to have some personality conflicts and that
kind of
thing.
Yeah, there's some flashes.
But overall, it's an amazing group of folks that is doing more than I've ever seen done in my entire life. And so I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Don't you wish in your state that the biggest argument was about how to go about getting to liberty and the what people are doing to get to liberty? Because most people, my experience was that people had plenty of arguments in the Libertarian Party of Sarasota, Florida, but not a heck of a lot got done. Nothing got done.
Right. There wasn't anything to argue about as far as you did wrong. What you did was wrong, because that's what we've been hearing is that, well, some people haven't really liked the cannabis celebrations. Some people didn't like that a young lady went topless over the summertime. Those are some of the civil disobedience-oriented things. But similarly, some people don't really think it's a good idea to beg legislators. So there's you're never going to satisfy everybody, but I love the idea that we have people trying different things instead of the same old, well, let's run a candidate once every 2 years, because that's what was happening down in Florida.
That was my experience.
No, Mark, they bought an advertisement once.
Yeah, they had a bus stop sign.
Well, you know, they were trying. 800-259-9231 is our number. So go to the Free State Project's website. Check this out. There are almost 10,000 members so far. 10,000 people have pledged to move their lives to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. We want you to join them. We want you to bring that number up to 20,000. Bring your friends. Bring your family members. And let's get liberty in our lifetime. It is possible, but it's going to be more possible sooner rather than later with your help. FreeStateProject.org. Speaking of Florida, that's where Greg is. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just I'm with RescueMyKids.com. 4 years ago, my daughter was accidentally bit, and the Department of Children and Family came out and took all our kids, and we can't get our kids back.
Bit by what?
I'm sorry?
Your daughter was accidentally bit?
Yeah, by a dog.
Okay.
And so what happens, my wife called 911. I wasn't home, and my other three children weren't here, but they came out and took our kids, and the case manager was, she did this to 96 other families. She was falsifying reports, and she was charged with 26 cases of filing false reports and then 70 counts of grand theft, but nothing ever happened to her. And
wow.
Those were all third-degree felonies.
What, did they drop the charges?
No. Oh, no. No,
so she was
that because they're getting federal grant money for every family they bring into the state. I mean, out of...
Wait. You said the caseworker was charged with several counts of something, right?
Yeah.
Said nothing happened to her.
Nothing happened to her.
So, meaning they dropped the charges, or what?
Well, no. She pled guilty to all the charges.
Oh, she did.
I mean, but the problem is, I mean, if you're working for an organization that's committing fraud and racketeering, and if they prosecute you, all you got to do is open your mouth and tell all the other stuff that's going on in the system. I mean, there's no way they're going to cut her throat if she works with them.
So what did they do, slap her on the hand?
Yeah, and then she's got out of the county.
Is she still working for the state elsewhere? Do you know?
Not that I know about. I don't know what happened to her. I'm just,
interesting.
It took me a year to get her in court after that, but still at the same time, we haven't got our children back,
oh,
and I don't
gosh.
Believe any of the other families have either.
That's crazy.
When did this happen?
This was in 2004.
Oh, my gosh. So your kids are now 5 years older than they once were.
Yeah.
And that's a long time when you're a kid.
Yeah.
So are they with Fox? Do you know where they are even, or are you completely in the dark?
Well, they try to keep them in the dark, but what it is they terminated my rights a year ago, and so I found out where they were going to school, and I would stand on the corner where the school bus would go by, and with my sign, RescueMyKids.com, but they put me in jail for that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was in jail for 36 days in solitary confinement without any bond. Like, I committed first-degree murder. I mean, you have to commit a capital offense not to be put in, not to receive a bond. And they're trying to use that now to put me in jail for a year.
Wow. Whose dog was it, just out of curiosity?
It was actually a family member's dog that came down from Michigan. And, wasn't around the kids before. And what happened is my mother's 87 years old, and we just couldn't take care of her anymore. So another family member was coming down, and they moved down, and they brought their dog. But it was an accident. And
sure.
So what happened, and it happens, number one accidents among children are with dog bites, believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
I mean, because they go up and pull on their ears and pull their tails and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But either way, the whole situation, I mean, it's turned out to be an unbelievable situation because what I found out through this whole situation, the spokesman for the whole state of Florida, Department of Children and Family, was Al Zimmerman, and he was molesting children in the Department of Children
and
Family.
I remember that story.
Yeah. And in our county where Terry Schiavo, this is the same county where Terry Schiavo was starved to death that made that national news.
You're in Pinellas?
They took this woman and they would water the plants around her bed from all the people that sent her plants and flowers, but they wouldn't give her a drink of water.
There are so many stories about this Department of Children and Families. Now, I'm curious, you'd mentioned that after the dog had bit the kids, I guess it was one kid that got bit or
right,
both?
Just one.
Okay, all right, so the dog bit the kid. You called 911.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would have happened had you not called 911?
Well, then I would have gave them probable cause to say we abused, abandoned, and neglected our children. But I mean,
how would they have known about the dog bite?
You know, we just didn't think like that. We're just the kind of people that when something goes wrong, you call 911. We didn't know any different, you know?
That's what people are taught. You call 911 when there's a problem, and this is what people are getting when they call 911.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting put in handcuffs. They're getting their children taken away from them, and I don't see any real reason to call 911 unless you can avoid it. You should not call.
I
don't know what I'm saying.
I mean, that's after the fact. That's like hindsight, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
But no, you're right. There is nothing you can do about it. But other people that are listening to this can take this as an example. They can hopefully learn from your story that these people are not there to help you in many cases. They're there to put a warm body in a cold jail cell or steal some children. It's sick.
Before we go, blaming 911 for this one, I just got a question here. Now, did they let this woman from HRS, did you let her in the house? I mean, how did that all go down?
Good question.
Well, we had nothing to hide. I mean, we live in a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home.
Apparently.
I mean, we let them in the house because it was an accident.
Right.
But we didn't realize what their mindset was behind the situation because, number one, sometimes there's a conflict. Like my wife, she wears long dresses. She has long hair. We homeschool our kids. We didn't do the immunization. We got religious exemptions from the state. And all these things became red flags to them. And so what happens is, she didn't even use that. I mean, it's just like, for instance, she wrote in the police report or in her paperwork that we were anti-government. We were against the medical establishment. And when we finally got her in court, after a year of trying to get her into court and the state trying to keep her out, I asked her personally, because I asked her when I had her on the stand, I said, where did you get this information that I was against the government? She said, well, when you didn't want your kids immunized, you know, she thought that I was anti-government because I didn't want my children immunized. I said, you know, and against the medical establishment. So I said, you mean, you came to the conclusion, because we had religious exemptions and our kids were being homeschooled, that we were anti-government.
Apparently, if you don't do everything the government demands, you must be anti-government. And I have to say, I am absolutely anti-government.
That's not a demand, though. I mean, there are exemptions. Apparently, it's just, you know, this woman's attitude.
What's your website again, Greg?
It's rescuemykids.com.
Good luck. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and sorry to hear your story. It's not uncommon. 800-259-9231. These people make it their business to steal children from families. All in the name of protecting them? Sick. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.